Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, so we start the show out today with a big old insult, but you're not sure who should be insulted.
Well, no, I don't want anybody to be insulted. I was trying to talk disparagingly about us, not about somebody else.
So you're like self-deprecating
yes.
about the Burt Show?
Yes, self-deprecating about the Burt Show, but I'm worried that another person at this dinner party I was at took it as a shot at them.
Ooh.
When I was like, no, this is a shot at us. So what had happened was I was at a friend's birthday dinner party, and there's only 13 of us sitting at this table. So it's a very it's an intimate dinner party, right? And I'm there with people I know well, people I know a little bit, and some people I don't know at all. Like I had just met that night, right? And they were smart to do like seating arrangements. So everybody's kind of like, you know, paired off with the people they know. So this person that I may or may not have insulted, I do not know, is sitting at the complete opposite end of the table as me. But you can still kind of hear, you know, because we only got like soft, jazzy type music playing in the background. You can still hear what people are saying. So one of the men at the end of the table said, so I hear you're on the radio. Tell me about your show or whatever. And then somebody said right after that, is it like NPR?
Yes, except the total opposite.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, we're nothing like NPR.
If you close one ear and then if you close the other and then turn on NPR, it's exactly like NPR.
You're probably not going to walk away having learned something after listening to this show. I'm like, if you're looking for like escapism and frivolity and some fun, then yeah, we're the show for you.
We're not getting too deep around here.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I was trying to explain a little bit, and the other guy was asking about like syndication or whatever. And so I'm just kind of like, you know, proudly telling everybody at the table about mm-hmm. the Burt Show. And I'm like, hey, we got a podcast.
Whoa.
You can stream.
Whoa, was it the podcast one that blew them away?
Totally. And then as far as like our syndicated markets, I'm like, you know, in case we don't find out tomorrow, another one dropped us. We're around 20 these days. So, you know, yeah, being very self-deprecating, but showing the show some love. Mm-hmm. And again, that was not a knock on NPR. That was just a knock on us. Well, I hear the woman at the end of the table say, I used to work for NPR. We're not that bad. Or something along those lines. And I like, now mind you, there was copious amounts of wine that night, but I heard it and I saw her face. And I distinctly remember seeing her say, I used to work for NPR, and then said something trying to defend NPR. And I was like, oh my God, like I wasn't trying to like insult you. I was just trying to take a shot at us and the intelligent level of, you know, of the show. So if I tell, like, this dinner was Saturday night, uh-huh. and I have been ruminating on this ever since.
Are you ever going to see her ever again, maybe?
Well, it's potentially because...
Because okay. You live in the same world.
Exactly.
Planet.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, also, like, just one street over.
Oh. All right.
And so I'm wondering, because, like, the birthday girl has her number. So in my head, I've been playing different scenarios out. I could reach out to her and be like... Hey, this is Kristen. What are your neighbors? I couldn't help but overhear you say something about you working for every... And just trying to, like, obviously describe it to you guys here, it's a mouthful, and I don't even know how I would do that via text. So do I say anything? Do I just let it go? But I can't stop obsessing about it.
I am guessing you are anywhere near her radar. First of all, she doesn't even work there now, right?
No, I remember her if I was, again, opposites ends of the table, we're talking around like 2.5 glasses of wine in, probably 3.5. And she was like, I used to work for NPR. I was just like, no, radio people, we got to stick together. It's tough out there right now for us.
Yeah, it is.
She totally thinks you're a B.
Right?
You yes. Think? Uh-huh. 100%. I don't think, she might not think that you were taking a shot at her, but I'm sure if her comment was like, you're saying it is, yeah. She definitely took it some kind of way as a slight.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Now, do I say something?
Hell no.
Or am I just too in my head about it and I'm self-importing myself? See, I can't even use words. That's why I'm not an NPR.
I hope she's listening to this break to know now how not offensive it is.
Right?
If she's hearing this break, y'all are even.
Right? Yeah.
Do not say anything. She probably made an offhanded comment trying to be a part of the conversation. Because, Kristen, you're very vivacious. You can hold, you know, court at a table. She probably was like, this is kind of a way for me to, like, nudge my way into this conversation. But, you know, 3 glasses of wine deep, it's kind of a weird comment to be like, that's my former employer.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I wouldn't think twice about it. If anything, that was a weird comment to try and, like, if she was trying to, like, comment on you making her ex-employer feel bad, kind of a weird thing to say in general.
Let's play this out, though. So let's say she is offended and yeah. She doesn't like you anymore.
Yeah.
Then what?
I guess
big deal.
You texting her is not going to make it better.
I know.
I almost feel like if you acknowledge it, right. You make it seem like it's more of a problem than it is.
Okay.
I wouldn't say anything. She'll probably and think like, why does she think I'm thinking this much about it?
Well, here's the thing. I'm starting to worry my meds aren't working because I can't stop thinking about it.
It's time to double up.
It's the rumination that's killing me right now.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.